What's up, Daily Dosers? Austin here. I'm one of the pastors here at North Coast Church, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose. We are going to continue our series in the book of Philippians, and I am just so drawn into Philippians. And one of the reasons why is it's kind of the book of joy. Paul writing to the Philippians, trying to encourage them and give them just some inspiration as they're continuing their walk with Jesus, kind of breaks it into four sections: the book of joy and suffering, joy and serving, joy and believing, and joy and giving. And today I'm going to read Philippians 1, 27 through 30. And this is kind of the final section in joy and suffering. And so we've kind of walked through in the last couple passages on just continuing to have joy in the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, no matter what happens. And this is kind of his final thoughts on that topic. And something that Paul is trying to stress in this passage is the idea of glass house living. And here at North Coast, we always say we want to live in glass houses so that no matter what happens, we're always living in a way that if someone's watching, they're going to be like, hey, they're a follower of Jesus Christ. In every single interaction that you have with people, whether you're by yourself or with company, you're always going to be the same person because somebody's always watching and always judging you. And that is such an important thing to have in your mind as you go through life, whether it's at work, at home, whether you're by yourself or with people, like I already said, you're always holding on to the fact that you are representing Jesus Christ in the way that you live your life. And so I just want to give you some encouragement today as we jump into this passage to continue doing the things that you're holding on to, focusing on glorifying God in the way that we live our lives. Let's jump in. Philippians 1, 27 through 30, it says this: whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. I love that. Isn't that one of the things that we should hold on to? No matter what happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. So essentially, Paul's writing to this point and saying that there's some stuff that's going to happen in your life. It's good, bad, success, trials, tragedy, and no matter what happens, we need to hold on to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, no matter what. As we continue, it says this: then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed and that you will be saved, and that by God. Verse 29 says this: for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had and now hear that I still have. And Paul's kind of concluding this section on suffering by just saying, hey, we need to always represent Jesus Christ in the way that we live our lives, because what's going to happen is suffering is going to happen. It's just a matter of life that no matter what's going to happen, bad things are always going to come up. And he's saying you need to hold on to that hope that you have in the gospel of Christ, that you're representing him when something goes bad. And the way that you think, the way that you respond, the way that you act is always going to reflect that. And he's saying, stay together as one man standing firm in the faith of the gospel. And I love that. He's saying, you know, get a group of people and just get together and hold on to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And so that's my encouragement to you today, wherever you're headed. If you're headed into a situation where you know it's going to be bad, if you're headed into a situation that's going to be good, just continue to hold on to that hope that you have in Jesus Christ, so that as you go throughout your day, you understand the grace and the mercy that our God gives us, and that you're reflecting that grace and mercy in the way that you live your life, so that we can glorify him in whatever we do, no matter what situation happens, no matter where we find ourselves, so we can hold on to that and live our lives in a manner that reflects the gospel of Jesus Christ.